The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
We often speak of God's grace as a free and undeserved gift bestowed upon the baptized as His adopted children. Through this grace, God shares His abundant life and infinite love, inviting us to know Him, love Him, serve Him, and find happiness both in this world and the next. While these specific types of grace, sanctifying, actual, sacramental, and special, are diverse, the essence remains constant. However, as reflected in today's readings for the fourth Sunday Easter year C, grace can be beautifully and succinctly understood as being a divine opportunity. This sacred chance allows us to embrace God's love and wisdom, offering us a pathway to spiritual fulfillment and eternal joy. It is not the choice between robbing a bank, playing the lottery, or saving all of your hard-earned money. Every day we all face opportunities, some with greater risk than others. Yet, taking a chance on things is part of being alive. Even plants make deliberate moves to grow toward the light, their roots stretching out for water and nutrients, aiming for survival and growth. It is true that we all take chances so that we will survive and be happy. God is simply asking us to take a sacred chance on the life He has called us to. One man's trash is another man's golden opportunity. This was the case in today's first reading from Acts chapter 13, verses 14 and 43 through 52. When the apostle gives an account of how the Jews' rejection of their sacred chance resulted in their condemnation, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you rejected and condemned yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Yes, the stone that the Jews rejected became the opportunity for eternal life for others. The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The chances we take are not immune to natural outcomes or the suffering and the cross we carry. In John's heavenly vision from today's second reading from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 14 through 17, the Lord gave him to witness an image of the faithful, not more diverse than the Catholic Church, of those who preserve through the suffering of the time of great distress. He saw them standing before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to John, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. Indeed, they embrace their opportunity to leap for the beatitude, to suffer for Christ, and their reward was eternal rest and joy in heavenly worship. Indeed, the chance we have in this life carries an assured and glorious promise. The saints and the great cloud of witnesses in heaven today bear witness to the fulfillment of living faithfully as Catholics. Our participation in the heavenly liturgy, the liturgy of the Catholic Mass, is the sure pathway to the divine reward that Jesus promises in today's Gospel reading from John, chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. With such certainty and ready access to true love, joy, purpose, and happiness, it is bewildering that many choose other paths. The only explanation lies in the subtle deceptions from the evil one that lead people away from this divine opportunity. Despite this, we are called to embrace this sacred chance, knowing that it leads us to eternal life, where no one can ever snatch us from the hands of our loving Savior, Christ Jesus.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.